the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Hold one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. 3:19 in the afternoon. I'm Steve Bertrand, in for Lisa Dent today. She'll be back tomorrow, so thanks very much for tuning in. Terry Savage will be here a little bit later in the program, I think around 5:30. Oh, we'll talk to Tom Skilling as well in about 15 minutes or so. I want to pick his brain about the history of WGN. We're focusing on that this week as we come up to our 100th anniversary. In fact, that show's going to be on Thursday, right? The one that's a 100 years of WGN Radio. So make sure you check that one out. It's going to be in 7 o'clock, WGN Radio. It's a 100th documentary they put together looking at the station's past and present. It's a pretty cool show. I saw it over the weekend. Others have been watching it here in the radio station over the past few days. And I think you'll like it. I do. 7 o'clock on Thursday on WGN TV. Make sure you check that out. All right, we just got a little astray from farmers. You heard the bump there about farmers. And on a phone line now with us is John Boyd, the president of the National Black Farmers Association. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
How many black farmers are in your association?
We have 116,000 members in, wow, in 46 states, and we've been around since the 80s. About 52,000 full-time black farmers, and then a host of part-time and others who support and want to be involved in the issue. So,
yeah, I've heard of your organization.
A lot of history.
I've never talked with you before. So a couple of ignorant questions, or one at least, is are there geographical strengths for black farmers, or are black farmers pretty much dispersed all around the country?
Anywhere there was a footprint of the slave states in the southeastern corridor of the United States is where you're going to find them. A population of black farmers from the Virginia Delmarva line on down to the Carolinas and Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama. So we're definitely in the deep South.
And do you have a farm?
Yes, I've been farming for 39 years. So right. I have a farm in Baskerville, Virginia, and Mecklenburg County is my roots and just a deep history in farming.
And what do you grow?
I raise corn, wheat, soybeans, and about 100 head of beef cattle.
Wow, so you're pretty varied, I guess. How many acres?
About 1,000 acres along the Roanoke River, the historic Roanoke River in Mecklenburg County.
Fantastic. Okay, so there's that. Tell me about this idea. You know, we're worried about the price of cereal and the price of eggs,
yes,
really we're concerned. And I was watching you with Leland Vittert this week or recently, and you said it's going to get a lot worse?
I believe it's going to get a lot worse. You have a certain region of the world that's at war, you know, Ukraine and Russia, and all of the dynamics there, and you know, certain ingredients for fertilizer comes out of that region of the world, and they're also big producers of wheat and other commodities. So you're really going to be missing a large portion of that food in the pipeline. And then you have a lot of farmers here in the United States really scrambling to get their crops in the ground. You have the wetland, you know, too much rain in the Illinois area and not enough in certain portions of the country. So a lot of areas in the United States who have historically already planted right now, you know, still haven't got the planters in the field. And we have a host of farmers that are really scrambling to get farm operating loans. It's a real, it's a farm crisis that's going underneath the radar screen.
So our
prices... So prices... The end result would be higher food costs for the American people.
And that's because you couldn't grow as much during the year, or because your costs to grow were more?
The cost to grow, both. The cost to grow is a lot more. For the first time in my 39-year career, I'm paying today $5.72 a gallon, you know, for off-road diesel fuel. That's off-road diesel fuel. $900 a ton for fertilizer. And, you know, there's no need to put the seed out there if you're not going to give the ground the proper nutrients to produce what you are supposed to be growing out there.
John Boyd is the president of the National Black Farmers Association, and even the seed you're planting has gone up.
The seed has gone up. All of our input costs have gone up, and the banks, the top 10 banks, aren't being mindful of what's going on with farmers and opening up its purse strings to help us. The federal government has been slow. $40 billion going to Ukraine for aid, and there wasn't anything in there for the American farmers, and they know that we're in a pinch. This administration does, because I've been telling them. The need for farm emergency funding, for farm operating loans, for especially small-scale farmers and farmers of color. Well, that's a huge need for us right now.
What do you want, John? You want grants? You want loans? Or what is it you're asking the government to do?
We need farm operating loans. That's the first thing. And we have $5 billion in aid that's tied up at USDA that we were supposed to get last March for debt relief. And that's a whole nother program. But long story short, we didn't get it. And that's what the American people don't, you know, they make these announcements, you know, the farmers are going to get this aid and so on and so forth. And it never reaches the persons, farmers in this case, that it's supposed to. And those type of delays within a 30-day window of a 45-day window to plant your crops. So it's not like, oh, well, we can wait 2 or 3 months to get the monies to do this. Once planting season is over, people, that's it.
Right. So
you're going to be sitting out that whole cycle.
I was going to ask, I mean, if the money's coming, maybe it'll get there eventually, but you're right. If it gets there after you need it to buy the fertilizer or buy the seed, it's not going to do you much good.
Right. And the American people is going to pay the price is what the listeners need to understand here. You know, we may not need a doctor or a lawyer today, but eventually, sometime today, we're going to eat some food. And that food was... it came from somebody's farm, you know, whether it's beef and poultry or grain and all of these other vegetables. Somebody took the time to grow those things, and we should, you know, take heed and give the American farmer the respect that they deserve in this country instead of dumping on them all the time, you know?
John Boyd from the National Black Farmers Association. Okay, so you got 1,000 acres along a riverfront, some cattle as well. Yes. Tell me your favorite part about farming.
My favorite part about farming is smelling the dirt this time of year.
Yeah.
And listening to the grain going into my combine in harvest and spring for wheat and for fall for soybeans. So those are my favorite two times of the year.
I've never heard of the idea that you can hear the grain as it falls into the wagon.
Oh, yeah. I can hear when it comes into the combine.
No.
There's a certain sound that grain makes as it comes into the bin. And there's a certain smell this time of year. When that planter or disc harrow or whatever cracks that ground open and has a distinct smell, and that's very, very exciting for me.
Now, John, both my grandfathers were farmers, and I grew up in farm territory, and I could tell the type of livestock by the aroma once you get to a half a mile or so from the farm, right? A lot of people in the city, they don't understand that you can tell.
That's right.
You can tell what kind of animals in the barn.
Yeah.
Explain that for me.
You can smell them. That's right. Well, you can smell the different types of manure, whether it's hog or cattle or poultry. All of those types of farms have a distinct odor as well.
There's a sweetness, you know, to the cattle, but there's a certain foulness to the sow.
That it certainly is, and you know, before we go, farming is the hardest occupation known to man, and you know the land knows no color, the land knows no politics, and my grandfather said if you give it the right amount of lime and fertilizer and a good seed, any man can produce as good a crop as the other.
John, I enjoyed
respect farmers.
I enjoyed talking to you. I appreciate it.
And thank you.
I hope you have a great season.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WG. And Tom Skilling is just around the corner. We'll talk about what kind of weather the farmers around here can expect. But first, a visit into the newsroom with Lauren Lapka. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. WGN.